Coming to acknowledge the presence of God at this present moment, we are blessed. For we are sinners, but we are called. We are here to present ourselves, offering it to the Lord, what is our heart's desire, feeding our mind with good thoughts, so that choices make it happen, and whatever he thinks it will turn into good. Because when Jesus Christ saw the crowds and the gospel story of today, he never turned away them, but otherwise he sat down, speak from the heart, and seeing that these are needy people, longing for, and let the Spirit transform them because they need God. We too, we need God. In spite and disregard of what's everything and preoccupied into our mind, it's about time for us just to seek the Lord from above and seeing his righteousness so that we can be humble and be thankful for what God has been given to us is our call to mission to be Christ for each other. But nevertheless, we cannot be good to others unless we know how to be good to ourselves. We cannot give love for others as long as we know how to love from within. All starts from us before we say changing other people. And once we are in community, once we are connected, we become one family. And that spirit of openness will give us the power to understand that we are called to be blessed for each other. In order for us to sustain and nurture that blessingness, we must be like Christ in the gospel story. What he speaks to us, be like him. So that when problems arise, we know how to turn to God gratefully. Not devices, not anything else, just to ruin the relationship. But giving us the importance that, yes, Lord, your word enough for me to carry on and be good enough to see the goodness in my loved ones, because I don't want my relationship with my family, with my loved ones, neither to myself, to you, will be ruined because of my wrong choices. We are blessed, and that is possible because we believe in God, the power of mercy. That's why we need to be like him. Before we act, based on the attitude. Attitude must be complement that we are sincerely and openly trusting in God's power, that we have nothing to carry on, just only to uplift our spirit with him and surrender, because Christ is the chosen one God given to us so that we can live like to be holy. Holiness is God's desire, and he wants his chosen one to have abundant life, peaceful and committed to the baptismal call. We are the chosen one of God because he planted the seed of goodness in everyone's heart, so as to be strong, firm, and consistent to our Christian mission, meaning to be Christ for each other, to love the unlovable, and to open ourselves and surrendering to the will of God so that all things make it happen for a good will. The challenge is, and question to ourselves, do you want to be holy? Yes, it is good and dignified. No. How could it be? I am a sinful being. True. We all want to be holy, but it is hard. How could it be since we are vulnerable? What it means to be holy and how can we be holy? In the gospel, we are called to live in the life of Jesus, the Beatitudes of Christ, his attitude towards the sinners, those who are lost, he comforts. Those who are seeking mercy, forgives. Those who need of God's presence, he provides. In other words, God knows what's exactly in our heart, that we cannot be able to pretend anymore, because solely God sees and seeks what's in the person's heart. And he's a good God, welcoming the sinners like you and me. But it's our also an good effort that we must rely on his help. That once help is offered and given to us, then change heart is possible. Time to rethink that we can do good things in life, because to be holy and living in the Beatitudes of Christ, it will be a guide in our journey to be who we are as children of light. And to be holy means a blessing for one another and not a privilege, because this is what God wants in us. Christians must have purity of heart so as to acknowledge our shortcoming, but a heart's desire to change. Yes, there's time to be angry and upset, but but willing to understand the situation. Moment of doubt, but have courage to trust in God's way. Hard to let go what is painful and hurt, but we ask God for help with openness and willing to surrender to His divine will. In other words, we cannot escape the reality, the fact that the journey with Christ, suffering is part of the journey. But sometimes suffering doesn't come from Him. He allows, but He never to be intended for us to suffer. We suffer ourselves because of the wrong choices, because of the wrong motives, the wrong interact. That's why we're not open and we're not willing. And that's why we need God deeply and pray ceaselessly so that we don't give up God's love that has been poured to you and me. But we have to bring ourselves openly to love God also. The way can we love other people? Because that's the way we are about to. To follow Christ means to accept the good and the bad and learn from the past and make it strong so that we can be a better version of ourselves and become better. St. Paul reminds us that through faith, we are united to Christ's death and resurrection. It means that following Christ is not so easy, for there will always be a great challenge and to face and decision has made. It must be based on love and clear conscience, with openness and truth, with responsibility to serve and protect the gospel of truth, for it is about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Every moment that we disobey God's commandment, life is complicated. And sometimes it becomes accursed because there is no life to celebrate and love to give. It is an empty feeling and a life with no direction. But for those who do the will of God, it will be a blessing because life has a purpose. And the light of Christ shines and blesses the world with peace. Graces abound, and there is joy in our hearts. In other words, we are united and communicated in the language of love, that we are empowered to do the right thing. Never let the little things can control and ruin our lives, but we let our life be attitudes of Christ so that we can learn how to be humble and openly, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. This is exactly Christ seeing in the heart of the faithful like you and me, why we are invited, why we still keep receiving Christ in the Eucharist, because He believed that we can be a worthy disciples of Christ. He believed that we can be changed for the better and enjoy our life to the fullest, because at the end of the day, all this thing has to be passed by. We're gone. And it's good to be remembered that we are good and loving, kind person. Never let and underestimate yourself that you cannot be changed, because you will, as long as you have Jesus in your heart. For because we are called to be responsible in every gift we receive from Him, and living with fullness of joy and have courage to be true and faithful in spite of the uncertainties. In all the good deeds we have shared for others means a testimony and a witness to the gospel of life. It brings peace to ourselves and a blessing to give, and that we are truly blessed indeed, for in Christ we are one. So friends in Christ Jesus, we know that to come to acknowledge our own shortcomings is a great blessing, that we surrender it to the Father's will. Because after that, we are called by God for the great mission. But the challenge is, will you carry in your heart Jesus, the gospel of life? Let us profess our faith.